Paul in Florida listens to The Money Pit on Discovery Radio Network. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a question about some damage I have from a hurricane.
All right, tell us what happened.
Well, we had Hurricane Katrina come through South Florida, and what happened was I have drywall ceilings. The tape seams seem to get a lot of moisture from the blowing rain, and since then they've started to delaminate from the drywall itself and kind of break free at the edges. And I was curious how I should go about repairing that.
Is the drywall deformed or water damaged in any way, or is it just the seams?
No, it seems to be just the seams.
I think that's going to be a pretty easy repair. Leslie, I would suggest he takes the paper off and use a fiberglass tape.
Mm-hmm. Remove whatever tape is on there already. Just try to peel it away as gently as you can. Use a fiberglass tape. We like that best because it's sort of perforated. It almost looks like a bandage. And so it's open and it's a netting formation. And you put that over the seam. And then you can put the spackle right on top of that. And it's best to put it on in several thin layers, sanding in between. This way you'll cover it all up and you'll get rid of that seam in no time, and the fiberglass really sticks very well.
And one more thing, Paul, before you repaint it, make sure you prime the area that has the new spackle on it, because it's going to make sure that the new paint sticks. I hope that helps you out, Paul. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.